Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106, 7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Auville. Caps eliminated last night. 2-1 was the game until the empty netter, so they ended up losing 3-1. Get eliminated in the series 4-1 by the Hurricanes. So once again, they make it to the second round, and they're eliminated, even though they had the best record in the Eastern Conference. We've seen this before, but I would say my opinion is there weren't great expectations for this team going in.
Yep, pretty low.
They squeaked into the playoffs last year on the last day. So this year we kind of expected the same. Instead, they had the one seed. They went around in the playoffs. So I'm a little torn. Was the season successful? We want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. I voted no in our poll because I think if they advanced past this round, I would have said success. Mm-hmm. All right, success, Ovi broke the record. But that's not team success. When you're the one seed, I think you expect to go beyond the second round. So I would lean not successful.
Generally, yes. But I'm going to say successful for the totality of the season. I mean, this team had the top record in the East. They were the second highest scoring team in the league. Go back to last season when this team could not score goals. They scored 220 goals in the 23-24 campaign. They scored 288 this season. I'm sorry, that's a huge leap. That's success. You mentioned Ovi breaking Gretzky's record. That's an individual milestone. So that's, you know, that's down the list. But Willie scored over 30 goals for the first time in his career. We saw the huge leaps taken by the young players, Mikey and Pro especially. I think that's a success. Like, and you went around in the playoffs when last year you got swept and you didn't really have much business being there. They showed that they belong there. Do they need tweaks going forward? Do they need to alter the roster so they're better in the postseason, especially on the power play? Yes, but if I had to grade it success or unsuccessful, I go successful.
I agree with pretty much everything you guys all said. Especially considering that last year was so sort of unsuccessful and they're in this transition period. And listen, they think, I don't know if I agree, I questioned it the day they did it, but they think they found their goalies, right? Mm-hmm. For the next five years, whatever.
The deals they handed them that they like that room.
I personally wouldn't have given them that long of deals, but they think they found their goalies. They've got new young players that they're adding into the mix. There's been sort of a transition in the roster. I think everyone's universally pleased with Carberry. They think they've got their coach.
Mm-hmm.
Although I saw a lot of criticism in the playoffs.
I've heard some.
You know, social media criticism in the playoffs. I don't know what he could have done. Switched around the lineup yesterday, and it paid off to an extent.
I mean, they were hyping up the changes. They said they found something, and you know, last night I heard them commenting on it. So I don't know. I think it was a success. It's a disappointing end for sure. You'd have liked to have won at least another round, but that's the nature of the beast. I definitely think it was a successful season, and it lays the foundation for the future. It gives you hope for next season.
Definitely.
800-636-1067. Want to hear from Caps fans. How do you look at this season? How would you describe it? Here are a couple social media posts from our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks. Tony Postorino, this might be one of the worst seasons in 50 years. You can't dominate the regular season and then get destroyed in the playoffs and call it a success. I mean, they made it to the second round. I would say destroyed in the playoffs would be losing in the first.
Let's also remember, you always say heading into the playoffs, you never want to face like the super hot goalie. There's not a hotter goalie in the league than Frederik Andersen. His goals against is 1.36 in the playoffs so far. The next closest is 2.19. His save percentage is 0.937. 20 percentage points higher than Logan Thompson, who came in at number two. So, look, does Logan Thompson want at least one of those goals he gave up last night back? Absolutely. But it's not like Logan Thompson played poorly throughout the entirety of the playoffs.
No, they couldn't score. In this round of the playoffs, the Caps couldn't score.
Right.
That was their biggest problem. How many goals did they have in the entire series?
Is it six? Five or six?
It's not enough.
It wasn't a lot. Yeah. I know it wasn't a lot.
1-800-636-1067. Taylor Klein says, bust. More focused on Ovi breaking a record than being prepared to win in the playoffs. Canes obliterated them. I see other people who call this season a bust. I wouldn't call it a bust. Like I said, I voted, and I would vote no, it wasn't successful, but I'm kind of like borderline.
They scored seven goals in five games. I mean, that's just not... It's not going to win you playoff series.
Mm-hmm.
And like the goal scoring dried up at the most inopportune time.
And it's not that you take it away, but one of them was on a 5-on-3. Like you better score. I mean, to me, the biggest example of their problem was that 4-minute power play where they didn't convert.
That's true.
Didn't even take a shot.
It's true.
Really,
but
in that 4-minute power play.
They were playing into the teeth of their strength, which is killing penalties, right? That's why I thought it was just a bad freaking matchup. This team just happens to be the best in the league at killing penalties. Yeah, and we ran into a buzzsaw.
Here's another perspective.
I'm not sure. It's definitely an indictment on our power play. I'm not convinced.
800-636-1067. We'll go to your calls here momentarily. Paul Clark on Facebook says, come on, man. If the Wizards went to the playoffs every other year and got to the second round, we'd all be giddy. The Caps had another above-average season. Sure, we are all a little disappointed, but disappointment is better than shame of a perennial loser.
That's a good perspective from that listener.
I mean, he's probably right. It's just that I think the expectations are raised when you have the best record in the Eastern Conference. When you're the one seed, the expectations are get beyond the second round. Now...
Yeah, but you know it's a crapshoot. You know it's a gauntlet. And you know that the regular season and what do they call the trophy you win in the regular season for
the worthless president's trophy?
Yeah, the president's trophy and all that stuff doesn't translate. So it's just a whole new season.
And again, did people really expect, I love what Carberry's done, but did they expect him to take a team that qualified on the last day last season and then just get them automatically to the Stanley Cup final the next season? Like, he's building something. He got a playoff appearance his first season. He wins a round in his second season. It's okay to build something, especially for a team where nobody had these expectations heading into the season. Nobody.
Right.
Nobody was picking the cap saying, this team's loaded. They're going to be a Stanley Cup perennial favorite. Oh, and also, and this tilted me when it happened at the outset of the series, the Caps were the underdog in the series, which I thought was a sign of disrespect, but apparently... Vegas kind of knew what they were talking about.
Here's a good question, though. Robert hits us up on Facebook, says, mixed feelings. They weren't really supposed to be playoff ready this year, but they made it. So on the other hand, about their record, was it a mirage?
I don't know.
I don't think so at all. When you're the second highest scoring team in the league, that is not a mirage, in my opinion. That's a team that realized its weaknesses heading into the offseason, addressed them with a lot of their moves, specifically targeting Jacob Chychrun. He was a big ad, scored 20 goals. Tom Wilson makes that next step, as did Protas and Mikey. Helped add to the scoring that Ovi always brings. I don't think it was a fluke at all.
You know, if they had maybe faced, I don't know, the Panthers. Or you know,
I don't like that matchup.
Well, I don't know. I just think it might have had a totally different outcome.
Maybe.
I think it's just, it's matchup specific in this instance. If they had maybe faced the Maple Leafs, it might have been
difficult. I'm not in a bad place with the Caps heading into the offseason. Am I disappointed they got knocked out? Sure. But I have confidence in Carberry. I have confidence in the front office and the roster that they've assembled and that they'll continue to assemble going forward.
All right. Let's go bang out some of these. Let's go to Scott in Silver Spring. Scott, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Hey, Scott.
I think it was a successful season. I mean, we weren't expected to do what we did in the regular season. And like you just mentioned, I think it was just a bad matchup against Carolina. But I think it's also a measuring stick for them that, you know, where they got to get if they're going to compete. Because I think Carolina's fairly young, aren't they? And if you're going to compete with that teams like that, I mean, they see what they have to do. So I'm confident they'll add some more pieces and we should be a little better next year.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. The problem is, you know, who are the guys you're going to subtract? You're still going to rely on Ovi. You're still going to rely on Carlson. You're still going to rely on some of those older vets.
But they're adding younger pieces. They'll make whatever trades they feel need to be made, whatever free agent pickups and signings they feel improve the roster.
Yeah, but who are the guys?
I think TJ Oshie and Nick Backstrom's contracts come off the books after this season, so that's going to be some salary
cap
money.
Right, but who took their ice time that you would maybe say, you know what, we can upgrade that person? You said Lars Eller earlier.
Well, Lars Eller, I don't think is in their plans. I think Mangiapane, I don't think he is signed after this season, so that's probably a guy they're going to be looking to upgrade
and
from.
And how big of a loss was it not having Faravardi?
I think that was a pretty substantial loss. I mean, you had to lean on Alexiev for a lot of the playoffs, and he's pretty green at the NHL level.
I think to also figure out where Leonard is going to be, right? They were playing Leonard on the third line as a wing. You know, they moved around McMichael. McMichael developed this year.
He really seemed to come on. Don in Ashburn. Don, what's up, buddy? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, when you think of, you know, we kind of like stumbled and tripped into the playoffs last year, and to, you know, be tops in the conference this year, it's unexpected. You get past the first round, which we as Caps fans was the hardest thing for us to do for so long. But I also, you know, I think a lot of people forget how hard it is in the NHL playoffs. It's a different animal, and that's why you see President Trophy teams that just don't get very far, because it's just a different level, and it's so much harder to win once you get into the playoffs. Probably harder than any sport, because we always see like the top teams in football and baseball and basketball typically make their way into the finals, the conference finals, or the championship finals. And in hockey, we just see that's not the case all the time. So I think when you just measure it all out from last year to this year and just how hard it is, I mean, it's a success. Plus, our the minor league system is stocked with talent. I mean, I think all the way around, I think it's been a good year.
Who are the fringe guys that you think they'll probably upgrade?
Right out of the gate, you almost wonder if Carlson is too old, but his experience is incredible. But, you know, I mean, they sat Eller yesterday. I don't think you'll see Eller back. I'm trying to think who else. Mangiapane did not have a great – I don't think he lived up to expectations. That's all I can think of off the top of my head.
And then how big of a loss was it not having Faravardi?
Well, I mean, you know, I think that guy definitely makes a little bit of a difference. I think he does improve us. I don't know that we couldn't score.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the biggest thing. But, yeah, I think that hurt. I think you want that guy back, and you want that guy in your lineup. But I don't know how much that really.
So you're going to be able to change this team like around the edges. It's not going to be a significant turnover. Doesn't look like.
Well, I don't think it will be. I think there's some.
This year was a significant turnover.
Yeah. But I think they're going to have significant money to spend as far as acquiring a free agent with some of the expiring deals. Mm-hmm. So that's something that Chris Patrick and McClellan are going to have to figure out where we're going to allocate this money.
Absolutely.
How do we spend it?
Yeah. Thanks, Don.
And Carly has 1 year left on his deal. He's got $8 million coming next season.
How old is he?
He'll be 36 in the next season.
He can still do it. Let's go to Gus in Arlington. Gus, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, morning, guys. You know, I think the floor has been raised. No one expected this year to go so well.
Right.
I think they overperformed in the regular season. You think, look at teams like Vegas. They did almost as well as the Capitals, and they're out of the playoffs already. Jets may be out of the playoffs as well. So that just happens in hockey. I just think we have to figure out what the identity of the team is. Is this going to be Tom Wilson's team from here on out? Because we're no longer going to be Ovi's team at this point.
Yeah, I mean, passing the torch to Willie seems like the next logical step for him when Ovi eventually hangs it up.
Yeah, we have to figure out the other star as well. And so Case points out, like, we're going to get some money back, and then we have a good farm system. So that has to be the next step. But I trust the front office. I trust Carberry. And I think that's the positive thing going forward.
Gotcha. All right, thank you, buddy.
I think your perspective is right on. Somebody else tweeted us, said, Carolina was a much better team. Too many caps sucked this series, including Ovechkin, who looked 60. LT was very good at times, poor at others. Wilson's our leader and best player, not Ovi. Too many of our guys got outplayed for five games. We got humiliated deservedly. Buddy wrote, regular season improved.
Like, humiliated is a little bit of a strong term, but they got beaten by a better overall team.
Well,
4-1's
pretty much a beatdown. They called the gentleman sweep,
hey,
right?
The 4-minute power play where they did not score was humiliating.
I didn't love that.
That is humiliating.
That's what I said. That typified what they were missing.
Greg Wyshynski did say that Ovechkin is getting into 5-on-5 liability territory.
Yeah, and he got less playing
time.
That
makes sense. I mean, the dude's almost 40. Like, I can understand him being a potential liability there.
Yeah, but did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
At certain times in the series, he looked kind of slow, like he was like out of gas.
Mm-hmm. That said, he almost had a goal. It ended up being deflected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the perfect position with probably about 4 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, it was a great look.
Slap shot. It was like, this is it. Yeah. They're going to go up 2-1. They're going to win the game.
He can still do that trick.
And it missed, and then like a minute later, Carolina put in the dagger.
I felt like for years and years, this time of the year, we were always talking about how much more physical the Penguins were, how much bigger they were, how the Caps need to get more physical.
Yeah.
Now we're just copying what the Hurricanes are doing, saying the Caps need to get faster. Like, I think the Hurricanes were just so well balanced of a team.
They were a balanced team.
I mean, they shoot a lot, obviously, but
you
not like.
It
was a breakneck series, and the Caps were scoring goals all over the place, and they were getting shut down.
I think the Caps can still play that physical style if their power play is clicking. If the power play goes away and a huge part of what makes Ovi effective disappears, they're going to struggle to score goals. And you saw that crystallized in this series.
The Rock the Red era, it was this style of play doesn't work in the playoffs. You need to be brooding and physical.
Right.
Now they're physical and brooding. They need to get faster and more electric on offense.
I don't think you guys are describing the team right. I don't think they're described as a brooding, physical team at all. From what I hear from the NHL experts, they're kind of in the middle and can play both styles. Now, Carolina, to the extreme, is much faster.
Everyone's saying the Caps need to get faster. They need to get faster. Well, they did get a lot faster this year, but it's not fast enough, so we got to get even faster.
I think that I kind of agree with that, though. You don't think so?
Well, it's also recency.
We already did that.
It's also recency effect. You just saw what a faster, like super physical, forechecking team in Carolina did to a little bit slower, more physical team in the Caps. So people are automatically going to say, well, we have to copy that style.
Rock the Red 2.0.
Well, I'm fine with adapting to styles if it helps you go deeper in the playoffs.
Leonard's fast. I know that.
He's fast. I need him to uptick the goal scoring a little
bit.
He's
only got an empty netter so far.
He had some good opportunities yesterday, too.
He did.
I'm not going to bury Ryan Leonard. That guy should be one of the cornerstones moving forward. Now, he's young. You got to give him a chance to develop. He was thrown into the deep end with like 9 games left in the regular season. He is going to be fine.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime. We've got our weekend parlay coming up at 7:45 here on the Junkies.
Welcome back.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Back Chuck, he's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Earlier in the show, during the Junkie Sports page, I mentioned Caleb Williams in this Seth Wickersham book, I guess, that is coming out, where he reveals some interesting nuggets about Caleb and his family.
Remember,
particularly his dad didn't want him to go to Chicago.
Yeah. Remember before the draft even, I mean, I know for a fact he was reaching out to the union,
yeah,
and he was trying to figure out ways that he could bypass sort of all of the minimum salary requirement. Remember, he wanted
there was
maybe
agitating
ownership.
Yeah.
Remember, he wanted maybe a stake in the team. Yep. He wanted
definitely
a lot of sort of like you would from the outside looking in say outrageous kind of requests.
And now the Bears haven't had they haven't had a 4,000-yard passer, I believe, in their history.
Right.
Think about that.
It's kind of shocking.
It is kind of interesting.
Just a history of quarterback ineptitude.
He said to his dad, I need to go to the Vikings.
You know what?
And his dad said, let's do it.
Caleb's pretty smart. Like, he realizes that the offensive cocoon he would be in Minnesota, much better than what he stepped into in Chicago, at least in year one.
Apparently, he hit it off with Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah.
Kevin O'Connell, of course, has had success with a bunch of quarterbacks,
yeah,
including Sam Darnold, who's now going to be in Seattle making all this money. But one of the interesting things in the article was about him as a rookie. And he apparently complained that they weren't showing him how to watch film. I told you that I saw this clip online of Emmanuel Acho, who had kind of a counter opinion. Now, Cakes, you can give your opinion again. You think that it's a valid complaint from Caleb Williams.
Well, if you spend the number one overall draft capital on a franchise quarterback, you can't just tell him to go into a dark room and watch the film on his own. Like, as talented as Caleb Williams is, as talented as Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix and all those guys, they're not fully finished products when they get to the NFL. They still have a million things to learn. And to expect them to just go into a dark room and pop in a tape, and I don't know, you don't pop in a tape anymore, you know what I mean, break down tape on their own without any sort of guidance as to what they're looking for, what they need to improve on, what they're doing well, I think it's just... It's just malpractice by a team if that's your approach with your young quarterback.
Now,
I know that Emmanuel Acho is going to be a tough guy saying, well, you know, you learn how to do it in college, blah, blah, blah. Like, I feel like that's a horrible way to approach it, especially with a guy you're paying millions to help turn your franchise around.
According to Wickersham, Williams said he would watch film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. He told his dad, "No one tells me what to watch. I just turn it on." Of course, the Bears lost 10 straight games. They fired their head coach, Eberflus. They fired their offense coordinator, Shane Waldron. Ben Johnson's going to take over. Two things. Look, none of us played even high school football. All right. Two things, though, that pop into mind, and these are from Hall of Fame quarterbacks. But I remember watching Tom versus Time. And Brady would watch a lot of film on his own. Like, he would just have his laptop watching it. And then my guy Peyton Manning has that infamous clip where he's like in the hot tub, still wearing his helmet,
and
he's
watching it on his own.
Some of it you should be watching on your own, but especially as a rookie, and if things aren't going well, like if he's a rookie and he just takes to everything swimmingly and he doesn't need any help, okay, then you could take a hands-off approach. But if your season is circling the drain, you're just going to let your quarterback kind of go down with the ship without giving him any sort of guidance or assistance. I just feel like that's a horrible way to approach who's supposed to be your franchise savior.
Here's Emmanuel Acho, who's on a show called The Facility on FS1.
Coaches don't tuck you in bed at night and say, "All right, little Timmy, you need to watch the Lions play. All right, little Timmy, you got to watch the Vikings. It's the league, bro. It's the league. It's the league. The league ain't for everybody. Hi, I'm everybody. So I only played 3-4 years. The league will kick you and spit you out, bruh. You need to watch the opponent you're playing the next week. You learn how to watch film in college. In this day and age, some people learn how to watch film in high school. Caleb's the number one overall pick. He could call Peyton Manning. He could call Tom Brady. He could call Drew Brees. They'll all pick up. He could ask the coach. Close mouths. Don't get fed. It's the league, bruh. This ain't no baby organization. Why everybody lying right now? Furthermore, and listen to me closely when I say this. This might be the most intriguing piece of it all. If you want to ask for specific cut-ups, what I mean by cut-ups, if you want to see what the Minnesota Vikings do on 3rd and 6 or longer, you can ask for that. Hey, Brian Flores runs exotic pressures anytime it's 3rd and 6 or more. I want to see those cut-ups. You can ask for that. They might say this is what you need to watch out for this week. Hey, Brian Branch, he gonna pick you off. They might say this is what you need to watch out for this week. Minnesota Vikings on 3rd and 6. They're gonna show pressure and they're gonna get out of there. But they're not gonna tell you what to watch. It's the league. And if you got questions, you ask. But it's the league. I had to call a couple quarterbacks before I came on camera saying this, like, am I tripping? It's the league.
Look, it's 20 more games than I'll ever play in the NFL, but, like, I mean, Emmanuel Acho, he played 20 games in his career. Like, I have a hard time taking him seriously.
Yeah, but he has some insight.
I mean, like, his word is not gospel.
Yeah, but he's been in locker rooms. He was a pro for several years.
He had a cup of coffee in locker rooms.
He knows
rooms.
How it works. He said he talked to other quarterbacks. He works with another quarterback.
It's fine. He's a nubber that hung on for 20 career games. I kind of disrespect Emmanuel Acho when he's talking about top picks, top level players. He wouldn't know a top level player if he threw him out of his TV studio.
Yeah, but that we respect Tim Legler as an analyst. He wasn't a top player.
He played in hundreds of games, hundreds of NBA games.
You're comping
Emmanuel Acho's career to Tim Legler's?
You respect Tim Hasselbeck. He goes on TV. Dan Orlovsky, no. I don't think the level of play matters. He's been in locker rooms. And I think he's absolutely right.
Here's what I disrespect. His, it's the league, brah. You got to, like, the tough guy routine. Okay. It just rubs me the wrong way.
It may rub you the wrong way, but that doesn't mean he's wrong. Caleb could have asked. If he was having such a problem watching the film, you ask. This sounds like excuse making, and I like Caleb Williams.
My view is he shouldn't have to ask for help. When you even if you're drafted number one overall, there should be limitless resources to help him thrive and succeed. It shouldn't just be, oh, you're the number one pick. You know it all. Go watch the film on your own.
He wasn't.
That's a horrible way to approach.
He wasn't saying they weren't having position meetings. I think they have position meetings. They do all those things. But at some point, a quarterback has to take it on his own to watch the film himself.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing with that.
No.
He should be watching film on his own, too. But he should also have guidance and people helping him along the way.
Cakes, you're saying this
am
is...
Am I crazy here?
You're Cakes. I'm totally with you. It's a two-way street. Emmanuel Acho's blaming Caleb Williams because closed mouths don't get fed, bruh. But it's a two-way street. Eberflus has to go to Caleb and say, hey, how are you doing? Is there anything you need from me to help you?
And it shouldn't just be Eberflus. It should be Shane Waldron. All of his underlings.
Of course.
Every layer of that organization should be helping Caleb Williams get better.
Emmanuel Acho is blaming Caleb Williams for being silent and not asking for help.
Yeah.
Well, he should be also blaming the organization for not...
Train your guns on the Bears. Like, there's a reason Caleb Williams and his family were reluctant to be drafted by the Chicago
Bears. It's a two-way street.
And this is exactly what they were worried about.
Yes.
They're worried about a bad organization with a terrible head coach and a bad ecosystem for their kid.
It's the league,
bro. And I don't blame them at all.
It's the league,
Here's a perspective from our friend Ryan Keel. Ryan played in the league like 10, 11 years.
The league, bro.
He says, if you don't know how to watch film in the NFL, you're an idiot. And then I responded to him. I said, even rookie quarterbacks, you don't think they could use guidance? He says, coach will show them what they want, and then it's up to the players to watch the supplemental film on their own.
Okay,
I agree with that. That's
right.
Fine.
So he's saying exactly what Acho said, but you just have a problem with the delivery. Yeah, Do you have a problem with Ryan Keel saying it?
Well, I respect Ryan Keel's tenure in the league much more than Emmanuel Acho's. He stuck around.
Okay,
for
but that's to me that's
many,
irrelevant.
Many years.
I think it's irrelevant.
I just think
the success
he's
level
doing
of the player.
Super tough, a tough guy routine.
But he's saying exactly what Ryan Keel said. So you can disagree with Ryan Keel.
No. He's not saying the same thing as what Ryan's saying.
Ryan Keel agreed with Acho.
No.
That the guy should know how to watch film.
Time out. Listen to what Ryan said again. Ryan said the coach sits down with him and goes over what the stuff is in the film.
Right.
They're saying Caleb is basically swimming on his own
and
without any kind of guidance.
Supplemental film, too.
I don't know that that's true, though. I remember, weren't they on Hard Knocks? Weren't they on Hard Knocks with the Bears in his rookie year?
Maybe. I don't
remember.
Why do
I feel like I saw them at some point? And we saw the goofy Eberflus, and they were sitting down having meetings all the time.
Of course they did. Of course they did.
Yeah.
They weren't a team that didn't have a quarterback coach.
Yeah.
They did that. They're talking about the extra stuff. You can read it again from Ryan Keel's. You don't need to what does Keel say?
He says, well, first of all, he says, if you don't know how to watch film in the NFL, you're an idiot. And then he said, coach shows them what they want. The players then watch supplemental film on their own.
Exactly. So which is exactly what Acho said.
Yeah.
If he said, and nowadays, and I heard other players talk about this. He tried to explain what it is that you can ask for specific cut-ups. That's on Caleb to ask for it and say, hey, I want to see what they do on 3rd and 9. And then there'll be a tech guy that'll send it to you.
My opinion
and then you
is,
download it and boom, you watch
my
it.
My opinion is he shouldn't even have to ask for whatever specific cut-up. He should have people dedicated to help him getting better.
I'm sure he did.
Have the cut-ups ready. Have everything you want. Give it to him and then have him absorb it. It shouldn't just be him looking at the film saying, I need X, Y, and Z from you guys. It should already be spoon-fed to him, as I'm guessing they're probably doing with Jaden Daniels here in D.C. I don't think they're just throwing Jaden Daniels to the wolves and saying, you know what, Jaden? You're a stud. We trust in you. Go do everything on your own. We're not really going to help. We're not here to help you. You're a big boy, brah. Go do your thing.
But is it possible? And I think Caleb had a fairly successful rookie season, 20 touchdowns, 6 picks.
He was okay. But
yeah, he was okay. But he could have been a lot better.
But if Shane Waldron were better and his staff were better at developing him and taking more time to help him, he may have been even better than he was.
But is it possible that maybe he has a problem reading defenses? Is it a problem
maybe.
That, you know,
that
they,
could be part of it.
The Chicago Bears, Matt Eberflus was an unsuccessful coach. But he's not an idiot. The Chicago Bears didn't not have an offense coordinator. They didn't not have a quarterback's coach. They watched film with him, Cakes.
For sure.
That's not what Acho's talking about, and that's not what Ryan Keel's talking
about.
But also,
like, Drab can speak to this. Shane Waldron might not be very good at his job. Maybe Ryan Poles and that brain trust, and I use that term loosely, that they put together, maybe they hired bad people to run their football organization. That can be possible, too.
Let's go to Ahmad real quick on line one.
Ahmad, what's up,
hey,
buddy?
Guys.
Quickly.
Good morning.
Hey, Ahmad.
I love you guys, but Cakes, this is kind of an embarrassing take, man. I mean, you learn how to watch film in high school football, honestly. Like, that's not a thing that you should even be coming out of college, but let alone high school. If you ever played organized football past, like, little league football, you definitely
Ahmad, you're not listening to me. I'm not saying that Caleb Williams. Listen to me. Hold on. Can you put him on hold for a second, please?
Position coach as
Ahmad,
well.
You're not listening to me. I'm not saying that Caleb Williams should be have his hand held at every turn. I'm just saying that there should be a support system for your number one overall pick where you're just not throwing him to the wolves and letting him watch film on his own.
I think he had that, Cakes. I remember seeing him sitting in that office. Like, they had like daily meetings with the friggin' head coach.
Of course he had it.
Yeah. Hey, I think he had it.
Maybe they're talking about the extra
maybe
stuff.
Maybe Shane Waldron knew that his goose was cooked and he just punted.
No.
And he just wasn't putting in the work. That's possible. If you know you're about to get canned by your boss, are you going to give 100% every single time out?
I've already lost track of why that we're even talking about this. Was Caleb complaining about? Oh, Caleb said, "I don't even know what I'm looking at."
Caleb told his dad.
It's on Caleb.
Yes.
At the end of the day, it's on Caleb. I'm convinced of it. You're
completely absolving the Bears. You're just letting them completely off the hook.
Because I'm quite certain they're going over stuff with him. I'm quite certain they are. I saw it. I don't know.
Okay, you saw a TV show.
You saw a clip of a TV show. It's impossible to believe they weren't sitting down with their number one overall draft pick and going through stuff with him. And if he doesn't know how to watch film after the information we're getting, that's on him.
It's also possible the Bears are just a horrific organization that hired unqualified people to run the most important football jobs in their building. Look at the results.
He said, the quote is, "No one tells me what to watch. I just turn it on." The point of some of these ex-athletes, including Ryan Keel, is he should know what to watch already.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the help. He just has to ask for it.
I mean, it's just not the same.
I bet you he's better with Ben Johnson. I bet you his numbers take a big spike.
Nobody disagrees with you.
Yeah, it might just be that he's a better coach.
And he's got better talent. And it'll be his second year.
Doesn't mean he's holding his hand watching film.
All right, got to take a break if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. We also got our weekend parlay coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Again, parlay. We'll make picks. Hopefully we win big dollars.
I mean,
it's been a while.
We were just dead in the water last week.
Sorry. I buried us.
It happens to everybody at some point. Yeah, I think Friday night, like the Nats just got obliterated. Yeah.
I feel like we hit more picks than we missed, but it doesn't matter because you got to go perfect.
Telling everybody, just wait for football season. That's our sweet spot. The few hits we have, I'm guessing, come during football season. No?
All right, let me lead off the weekend parlay. I'm a basketball guy. I watched game 6 last night. The Nuggets beat OKC. But at the very end of the game, there has to be a little concern because Aaron Gordon started touching like his hamstring.
Mm-hmm.
And if he is not 100%, I think it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for Denver to win on the road. Regardless, OKC had the best record in the NBA all season long. Denver's made it a great series. They went 7 games in the first round. It's going to be another game 7 on Sunday. I don't like to bet against the best player, and I think Jokic is the best player over SGA, though SGA is going to win the MVP. But I feel like home court advantage, game 7, OKC handles their business. I'll lay the points, which I believe is 7.5.
7.5, yep.
So I will take OKC on Sunday. Plus, I don't eliminate the bet on Friday, so we got to sweat at least until Sunday.
Very
with
good.
My bet.
Love that. All right, you're in. All right, spin the wheel, Valdez. Who is picking next?
Let's go Mike Maher.
Mike Maher. Probably a UFC pick, if I had to guess.
Now, the UFC card this weekend is kind of light. It's a light sports weekend in general. I mean, there's no NBA tomorrow. There's only one NHL game, so okay. I'm going to take that NHL game. 8 o'clock on ABC, Stars versus Jets. Give me over 5.5 goals in that game. 5 of the last 6 home games for Dallas, the overs hit. And, Stars kind of got smoked last night, 4-0. This is their big chance going back home to Dallas to end out the series, advance to the Western Conference Finals, because if they don't, that barn's going to be rocking Winnipeg next week. So let's go 5.5 here.
All right, you're over 5.5 goals in Jets Stars. That's at -104.
All right, spin the wheel. Let's go Cakesy.
We will stay on the frozen pond. I am going to take the Florida Panthers on the puck line, laying 1.5. Get a slight plus number at 116. Poor Maple Leafs. They got out of the gates hot, won the first 2 games in the series. Now they've lost the last 3. Austin Matthews has as many goals in the last 5 games as drab t-shirt. 0. Not a single goal from Austin Matthews.
Isn't this what they do in the playoffs?
The Toronto Maple Leafs, I believe, have not won a Stanley Cup since 1966. That was 4 years before all of the Junks were born. Oh, also, they have a backup goalie, and his name's Joseph Wall. He didn't play like a wall against the Panthers in Game 5 when he gave up 5 goals on just 25 shots. Toronto, it's over, Johnny. Florida Panthers will advance to the Eastern Conference Finals, and I've got them laying a goal and a half.
All right. We need them to win big. All right, spin the wheel.
A lot of puck bets in here. 2 out of 3 so far.
Let's go Valdezzi.
Okay, sorry.
Golf bets here?
No. I'm between plays, but okay. I think I'm gonna ride with this one.
All right.
Besides the Nets, the Orioles are in a huge free fall, especially against lefties and Mackenzie Gore's on the mound tonight for the Nats. I want you to listen to this stat. So against righties, their batting splits for this year in 42 games played, they've scored 126 total runs.
Okay.
All right. Batting at, 244. Against lefties, Cakes, out of 41 games played, do you know how many runs they've scored against lefties? In 41 games played.
They've scored 8 runs against lefties.
30.
Okay.
But that's not silly.
That's not great.
And they're batting 179 against lefties.
Yep.
They cannot hit lefties whatsoever. I'm going to do the Orioles alt run under 2.5.
Alt run under. Mm. Where on earth would I find
that? Go under the game for Nats and O's, okay. Under hits and runs.
Yeah.
And then they have the alternate totals down there. 2.5 is plus 250.
All right, well,
I thought about doing 1.5 at 5-1.
So you're looking at Baltimore Orioles alt total runs.
Yes. And under 2.5, and it's plus 260.
Under 2.5.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, spin the wheel.
You're locked in.
You should have me go next.
Go to Mr. Bickle.
Yeah. Just to jump on that, then I'll just do the overall total. I was going to do over. The Dravy's like, they can't hit lefties. You must have heard Valdez talking. So I'll do under the 9 runs total in the game. We could do both of those, right?
Well,
so
we're
kinda,
about to find out.
It kind of plays into what Valdez is doing, right? So if Valdez
it appears
hits,
we can do that
if
bet.
If Valdez hits, then the Nats should be under. It's a good compliment.
All right. And finally, we go to Drab T-shirt. Junkies Weekend
right,
Parlay.
Here comes an exotic baseball bet. I can feel it from a mile away.
Well, not as exotic as Valdez's. Yeah. Nothing I love more than MLB pitcher debuts. And we got another one today, and I'm always all over these guys.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best pitching prospects in baseball, Cade Horton for the Chicago Cubs, 23-year-old. 6 games started in the minors this year, 1.24 ERA. This kid's an absolute stud. Playing the White Sox. So this is his starting debut. We're going to go with 5 strikeouts or more for Cade Horton on the Cubs, and we'll get it started at 220 today. So get that bet in early, Cakes.
All right. So Cade Horton, 5-plus strikeouts?
Yep, that's minus 115.
All right, I got it in. All right.
All right, what do we got here?
All right, hold on. Let me get the numbers up here.
Give us a recap first.
Hold on. I'm struggling here.
How many years have you been running that machine, Cakes? First. About 30 years?
Yeah, I've been doing this a long time.
Do you think Fred would make those mistakes?
I need the long drum roll here. All right, here we go. I got to put the amount in. All right, so we have 2 plays in the Orioles game. We got the under alt total runs and the under 9 total runs. OKC laying 7.5. Panthers on the puck line, minus 1.5 goals. We've got the over 5.5 goals in the Winnipeg Dallas tilt, and Cade Horton 5-plus strikeouts at minus 115. A $10 wager wins us $526.52.
All right, not a big payday, but everyone would be psyched if we got like 80 bucks.
Of course.
Just want a W on the board.
Just need one W.
All right, have to take a break. You want to chime in throughout the show? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.